So let's look at the next one.
Verse 21
in Luke 6. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled.
خوشا به حال شما که اکنون گرسنه‌اید زیرا که سیر خواهید شد. خوشا به حال شما که اکنون گریانید زیرا خواهید خندید.
You might look at this and say, why is the blessing to experience hunger now? Now, the answer is because you shall be filled. Because there's something coming after that. And the point is that before satisfaction of being full, first comes being hungry. Now, go to Proverbs 27. Proverbs 27 verse 7. Which says, the full soul loaded a honeycomb, but to the hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet.
شکم سیر از شان اسد کراهت دارد، اما برای شکم گرسنه هر تلخی هم شیرین است.
Yeah, so if you're always full, you cannot even appreciate the very nice things around you.
There is
no satisfaction in something that is
sweet.
To the hungry, though, even bitter things are tasting sweet. Yeah, there is even satisfaction in bitter things. Yeah, so the satisfaction comes after hunger.
اون رضایت بعد از گرسنگی اتفاق میفته.
The satisfaction of being full first comes after hunger.
رضایت پوری، رضایت راضی بودن
where we have the woe, the warning.
بریم آیه 25 نگاه کنیم که وایش گفته شده.
Woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger.
وای بر شما ای سیر شدگان، زیرا گرسنه خواهید شد. وای بر شما که الان خندانی، زیرا که ماتم و گریه خواهید کرد.
Yeah, that sounds again counterintuitive.
درست به نظر میاد زده هم دیگه.
Yeah, of course, here it speaks about terms in food.
در مورد غذا صحبت میکنه.
But it holds for any appetite you would have.
این گرسنگی به هر چیزی ممکنه باشه.
Yeah, the satisfaction of being full.
رضایتی که میخواد داشته باشه.
First comes from being hungry.
رضایت پوری زمانی از سیری سرمیاد که اول گرسنگیشو تجربه کرده.
And the consequence is that people who have every craving satisfied all the time.
هر لحظه و هر آن هر چه خواسته به دست آورده.
They will never be satisfied.
دیگه هیچ وقت راضی نخواهد.
They shall hunger.
همیشه گرسنه.
Yeah, when you're always full.
همیشه اگه دلت پر باشه از پوری زیاد.
You will never be satisfied.
دیگه دل غذا نمیخواد. هیچ رضایت از غذا.
We have a great example of this in the Bible.
تو کتاب مقدس یه نمونه خیلی خوبی هست.
Solomon.
سلیمان.
Go to Ecclesiastes.
جامعه.
And chapter 2, I read verses 4 till 9. And stay there, we're going to read another verse there. Yeah, this is what Solomon is saying. Yeah, he's reflecting on life. I made me great works. I built me houses. I planted me vineyards. I made me gardens and orchards. And I planted trees of them, of all kinds of fruits. I made me pools of water to water therewith the woods that bring it forth trees. I got me servants and maidens and had servants born in my house. Also had great possessions of great and small cattle above all that were in Jerusalem before me. I got me also silver and gold and the peculiar treasure of kings and of the provinces. I got me men singers and women singers and the delights of the sons of men and musical instruments and that of all sorts. So I was great and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained to me.
کارهای بزرگ کردم، برای خود خانه ها ساختم و تاکستان ها غرس کردم، باغ ها و تفریگاه ها از برای خویش دایه کردم و انواع درختان میوه در آنها کاشتم و حوض های آب برای خود ساختم تا درختستانی را که درختان در آن رشد می کنند آبیاری کنم. غلامان و کنیزان خریدم و مرا خانه زادان بود، نیز بیش از هر کس که بیش از من در اورشلیم بود گله و رمه داشتم. همچنین سیم و زر و خزائن پادشاهان و ولایات از برای خویش گرد آوردم و سرایندگان زن و مرد برای خود گرفتم و نیز متعه‌های بسیار که مایه لذت بنی آدم است. پس بزرگ شدم و بر تمام آنان که پیش از من در اورشلیم بودند برتری یافتم و حکمتم نیز با من باقی بود.
Yeah, so if you look at Solomon, we can say he was full.
دیگه پر بود دیگه.
Yeah, he had everything you can possibly think.
فکرشو بکنی داشت. هر چی که میخواست داشت.
Yeah, he didn't withhold anything from his soul. Everything he had.
هر خواستی تو قلبش بود رسید.
He had it all and now he was satisfied.
نه، پس راضی شد دیگه.
Nope, skip to verse 17.
آیه 17 سلیمان.
Yeah, therefore I hated life because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous unto me, for all is vanity and vexation of spirit.
پس از زندگی بیزار گشتم زیرا کارهایی که زیر آفتاب انجام می شود در نظرم ناخوشایند بود چرا که تمامی آنها بتالت است و در پی باد دویدم.
Yeah, Solomon had everything he could ever want.
سلیمان هر آن چه که فکرش
می‌کرد. He satisfied every craving he had.
هر چه که توی قلبش می‌خواست.
And he hated life.
رسید. اما زندگی متنفر
شد. He had a lack. He was not satisfied.
راضی نشد. رضایت رو
پیدا نکرد. People would try to satisfy every craving.
فکر می‌کنه با هر لذتی که می‌خواد راضی کنه، هیچ وقت راضی
نخواهد. Woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Now I'm going to give you an example. It's kind of a silly example, but it illustrates the point.
اما نکته‌مو بهتون میرسونم.
Yeah, for months I've been living out of a suitcase.
یه ماه تموم من فقط تو چمدون زندگی می‌کردم.
Yeah, because we moved and no closets there.
رسیده بودیم به اسب‌کشی کرده بودیم و کمد نداشتیم. مجبور بودیم تو چمدون واکنیم لباسامو.
Then somebody gave me two closets.
یه نفر به من دو تا کمد داد.
So we put them in the room and it was like heaven.
تو اتاق انگار بهشت شده بود.
I felt a different man.
انگار نظرم اومد یه مرد دیگه شده بود.
It satisfied me.
انقدر لذت بردم از اون دو تا کمد.
Why was that?
چرا این اتفاق؟
Because I first hungered.
چون اول گرسنه شدم.
No, it's a silly example. And I know that some of you live like this. Yeah, but I just want to illustrate the point. Because there's hunger first, you will be satisfied if you have. Yeah, blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled.
That's
also why you shouldn't give everything to children, what you ask for. Because that's not good for a child. Because they will grow up being spoiled brats.
Unhappy,
never satisfied.
Yeah.
Oh, but I want to do the best for my child. I want them to have everything they want. I want them to give the ice cream, the toy. It's wrong. You'll make them unhappy
if you just give them every craving they have.
You will bring them to the place where Solomon was, that they hate life. And don't say, no, do not bless your kids. Yeah, bless your kids, but don't make it too easy for them. Yeah, because it's woe unto you who are full.
Yeah?
Let's look at the next one. Verse 21. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh.
21 or 22.
First
21.
Yep. So when you really live a Christian life, that will come with sorrow. Yeah, when you get right with God, when you start walking a Christian life, when you actually becoming a disciple, a follower of Jesus, yeah, because that's not the same thing as getting saved. Yeah, many Christians, yeah, they are saved, they're going to heaven, but they're not following Jesus. They don't do what he says. But if you truly become a disciple, you will have sorrow. Yeah, John 16:33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. John 16:33.
بدین چیزها با شما سخن گفتم تا در من آرامش داشته باشید. در جهان برای شما زحمت خواهد شد اما قوی دل باشید. من بر جهان غالب شدم.
Yeah, the promise is you shall have tribulation.
شما سختی ها رو خواهید داشت.
Because when you live for Christ, you will have people who come against you.
Where is it? John 16.
John 16:33. These things I've spoken unto you.
زحمت تو زندگیتون خواهد بود همیشه.
Yeah, so when you live for Christ, people will come against you.
زندگی میکنید.
It might be family, might be friends.
ممکنه فامیلتون باشه, ممکنه دوستتون.
Yeah, people might mock you.
ممکنه کی مسخره کنه, یکی ممکنه ولت کنه.
But it says, blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. It's better to weep on earth and laugh in heaven. Go to Psalm 126 verse 5. 126 verse 5. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy.
آنان که با اشک‌ها می‌کارند با فریاد شادی درو خواهند کرد.
Yeah, so going through the Christian life will bring sorrow.
ناراحتی تو زندگی.
But it will end. You'll reap joy.
اما آخر سر تو شادی رو برداشت.
Now go back to Luke 6 and read the counter statement, the warning.
زندگی وایش رو نگاه.
Woe to you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep.
بر شما که الان چی میگه? Which verse?
25.
25.
وای بر شما که الان 25. Sorry. 625. وای بر شما استیر شدگان زیرا گرسنه خواهید شد. وای بر شما که الان خندانی زیرا که ماتم و گریه خواهید.
Yeah, you have all the love for now.
حالا همه ما
It is you that will mourn and weep in the future.
شما این که ماتم و
گریه. It is you that will experience loss.
شما این که همه چیز را دست خواهید داد.
Yeah, I rather live a life of service to God now.
من ترجیح میدم زندگی خدمت امروز باشم.
That will include tribulation.
که شاید مصیبت ها و سختی ها رو داشته باشه, ناراحتی ها رو داشته باشه.
And then I will rejoice at the judgment seat of Christ.
اما شاد باشم از اون روز.
Hearing, well done. Yeah, you good and faithful servant.
آفرین بر تو خادم وفادار من.
Now compared to, I just live for myself on earth.
چه زندگی هر کاری دارم خواست بکنم, زندگی کنم.
I experience loss and have to weep in heaven.
و بعد تو آسمون گریه کنم واسه چیزی که دست دادم.
And you say, will we be weeping in heaven?
آیا در آسمان هم در بهشت هم گریه خواهیم کرد?
There is a point that the Bible says that God will wipe away all tears. But if you search for that, you will find it at the very, very end, in the end times. Yeah, so there will be tears. There will be sorrow over tears.
Yeah, blessed. Blessed
are ye that weep now. For ye shall laugh.
برکت بر شمایی که امروز گریه میکنید, شما خواهید خندید.
The last one.
آخرین نکته.
And there's a blessing in persecution. Yeah.
22. Luke 6:22. برکت خواهد بود.
Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil, for the son of man's sake.
خوشا به حال شما وقتی که مردم به خاطر پسر انسان از شما نفرت گیرند و شما را از خود جدا سازند و دشنام دهند و نام شما را مثل شریر بیرون کنند.
Yeah, so there's a blessing when people hate you, people separate from you, when people criticize you, people lie about you.
کسایی که در موردتون دروغ میگن, کسایی که پشت سرتون حرف میزنن, کسایی که دشنام میگن, کسی که دروغ میگه برای شما.
Yeah, because you're a bad person, because you're a jerk.
چون آدم خیلی بدی هستی.
No.
چون آدم نه این حرفا
for the sake of Christ.
به نام شما.
Yeah, if you stand for truth.
وقتی برای حقیقت به خاطر پسر انسان.
If your words of truth will cause people to do these things.
و زندگیت باعث میشه که بقیه زدت بالا
بشن. Then the Bible calls you blessed.
خدا من میگه برکت بر.
Yeah, John 15:18.
یوحنا 15:18 میگه.
If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you.
اگر از جهان
اگر جهان از شما نفرت دارد, بدانید که قبل از شما از من نفرت داشت.
Yeah, but then blessed are ye when men shall hate you.
برکت بر شما که
انسان ها. It carries blessing.
برکت رو داره.
If people hate you for the sake of Christ.
اگر کسی شما رو از شما متنفره به خاطر عیسی مسیح.
23. Rejoice ye in that day, in Luke 6, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets.
23.
Yes, so why are we blessed? Are we called blessed if we're persecuted? Because there is your reward. Our reward will be great. Rejoice, it says.
Yeah?
Yeah, men of God over history
مردم خداوند تو کل تاریخ
have been hated. had been attacked. Jesus was hated.
Yeah?
If you do what is right in God's eyes, people will attack you, people will hate you, people will lie about you. It's kind of indicated that you're in a good place.
Yeah?
At least if it's in the Lord's name. Yeah?
Not if you're just a jerk. Yeah.
2 Timothy 3:12.
Yea,
and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
3:12.
No, but I don't like that. I want people to like me. Not hate me. I like to be friends with everybody. I want everybody to speak well of me.
Now,
the problem is that you can't have both at the same time. Yeah? And here's the warning that is the counter one. Verse 26, Luke 6. Woe unto you, when all men shall speak well of you, for so did the fathers, the false prophets.
وای بر 626 وای بر شما وقتی که همه مردم شما را تحسین کنند زیرا همچنین پدران ایشان با انبیان دروغین کردند.
Woe unto you if everybody speaks well of you.
همه فقط خوبی میگن.
That's a red flag.
شما اعلام خطره.
Yeah, if you find a preacher and everybody speaks well of him,
همه کس تو دنیا در موردش فقط خوب میگه.
You're dealing with a false prophet.
معلم دروغیه.
Yeah, because the world loves him.
چون دنیا ازش زیبا دوستش داره.
The world loves their own.
دنیا فقط قوم خودشو دوست داره.
Yeah. These are false prophets.
معلمین دروغیان.
Yeah, if you live for Christ,
اگر شما برای مسیح زندگی میکنید, اگر حقیقت رو موعظه میکنید,
yeah, then all men will not speak well of you.
همه ازتون خوب صحبت نمیکنن.
Yeah, it's impossible.
ممکن نیست.
Darkness cannot stand the light. تاریکی
با نور کاری نخواهد.
Yeah, Proverbs 29:27.
What?
Proverbs 29:27.
An
unjust man is an abomination to the just, and he that is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked.
پارسایان از آنان که راه خود را کج می‌سازند کراهت دارند. شریران از آنان که در راه راست استوار می‌مانند.
The upright are an abomination to the wicked.
اونایی که همیشه درستن خداوند ازش کراهت داره. کسی که فقط دنبال محبت بقیه است.
Yeah, you cannot serve God being a follower of him.
خداوند خدمت کنی و
and be liked by everybody.
و همه ازتون خوش از شما خوششون بیاد.
People will find you and hate you.
کسی که از شما رو پیدا خواهند که از شما متنفر.
You'll say, oh, but nobody hates me and everybody likes me.
از من متنفر نیست. همه منو دوست دارن.
Maybe you're not living a very godly life.
شاید خیلی داستان.
Because otherwise people will actually start resenting you.
چون آخر سر به جایی میرسی که بقیه از تو متنفر خواهند.
Lie about you.
در مورد دروغ میگن.
Separate from you.
شما از شما خودشون رو دور میکنن.
And it means you're not blessed.
به این معنیه که برکت نخواهید.
Blessed are ye when men shall hate you.
برکت بر شمایی که انسان ها.
Therefore behold, your reward is great in heaven.
So
don't get discouraged if people come against you because of your stand for truth. Don't think something is wrong with you. Yeah, because of what you do in the name of Christ. Yeah, don't quit. If there's some pushback, instead rejoice. Yeah, for your reward is great in heaven. And to really put this in perspective, we live in Greece. Yeah. The persecution that we can have here is just very light compared to what they have in other places.
Yeah,
over history, people have been severely persecuted. There are a lot of places on this earth where people are severely punished today. Yeah, we in the West have it quite easy.
Yeah.
So, a recap, there is a blessing in poverty for yours is the kingdom of God. Yeah, because poor people are more open to the things of God than the rich. Yeah, the rich are blinded. Yeah, do not labor to be rich.
هدفتون فقط ثروتمند بودن نباشه.
Pray that God will give you more than you can handle.
دعا کنید که خداوند تا اون قدری که میتونید کنترلش کنید.
Yeah, there's a blessing in hunger.
برکت در گرسنگی هست.
For ye shall be filled.
که شما پر خواهید شد.
Yeah, because to be satisfied, to be filled.
راضی باشید و پر بشید.
We first need to have hunger.
اول باید گرسنه بشید تا سیر شید.
Yeah, it is those who live life just trying to crave to fill every craving,
that shall never be filled.
Yeah, Solomon ended hating his life.
God
has blessing a sorrow for ye shall love. For ye shall laugh. Yeah, it's better to weep now and laugh in heaven than laugh now and weep in heaven. Yeah, the Christian life will have sorrow, but in the end we'll have joy.
And
there's blessing and persecution. Yeah, for your reward is great in heaven. Yeah, we have the promise that we'll have tribulation, we have sorrow, we have persecution. We will be hated for the sake of Christ, but then rejoice because your reward is great.
Yep.
These blessings are kind of counterintuitive, but these are the real blessings. And we better get on his program, and what he says is true if you want to be blessed.
Yeah,
because his ways are better, his ways are higher.
راه خداوند همیشه بالاتر از راه ما
است. Yeah, he is right.
و همیشه خداوند درست رو میدونه.
Amen.
آمین.
آمین.